Clock. And I believe we have oath of office. Lisa Liggins is going to, so I'll let Lisa take it over before I call the meeting to order.
Good morning. Thank you, everybody. In accordance with the board's committees and commissions law, we need five business committee members present in order to issue or administer an oath of office outside of a regular special business committee meeting. The election board has asked that we do the oath of office for the alternates that have been appointed. Just give me one moment, please. So we have Linda and Rosa on to take their oaths of office. We have another one that's still trying to join, but we'll have to do it another time. So Linda and Rosa, can you just acknowledge that you're on the call?
Yes, this is Linda.
This is Rosa. I have no All voice.
Right. It's okay. So if you both will raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Rosa Laster.
I, Linda Langan.
Hereby promise.
Hereby promise.
To uphold the laws and regulations.
To uphold the laws and regulations.
Of the United Nations.
Of the United Nations.
The General Tribal Council.
The General Tribal Council.
And the United Nations Constitution.
In the United Nations Constitution.
I will perform my duties to the best of my ability.
I will perform my duties until the best of my ability.
And on behalf of the Oneida people.
On behalf of the Oneida people.
With honor, respect, dignity, and sincerity.
With honor, respect, dignity, and sincerity.
And will strictly maintain confidential information.
And will strictly maintain confidential information.
I will carry out the duties and responsibilities.
I will carry out the duties and responsibilities.
As a member of the Oneida Election Board.
As a member of the Oneida Election Board.
And all recommendations shall be made.
And all recommendations shall be made.
In the best interest of the Oneida Nation as a whole.
In the best interest of the Oneida as a whole.
All right. Thank you, Linda and Rosa, for your service on this board committee and commission. We truly appreciate it. Brooke or another member of the GAO will follow up with you with the paperwork that you need to sign off on.
Okay.
All righty. Okay. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Bye.
Thank you, LOC.
Thank you. Okay, we'll call the meeting to order. It's 9:04. We have Marie, Daniel, Kirby, and myself chairing. Jenny is on approved travel. I'm looking for a motion to adopt the agenda with two additional additions. Item V1, Legislative Operating Committee Fiscal Year 2023 Semi-Annual Report. And item V2, Legislative Reference Office, year 2023 semi-annual report.
So move.
Second.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, abstention, motion carries. We are now looking for a motion to approve the April 19th, 2023 LOC meeting minutes and forward to the Oneida Business Committee.
So move.
Support.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? I see none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to current business, petition L. Dallas budgets for the Oneida Nation be brought back before General Tribal Council. Clarissa.
So this item starts on page 4 of your packet. What we have in the packet today are statements of effects for a variety of different General Tribal Council petitions. So what a statement of effect does is it looks at what the legislative impact would be of adopting kind of the action requested in the petition. So for this petition, after a review of all applicable laws and policies of the nation, it has been determined that the petition, Petition L. Dallas, budgets for the Oneida Nation to be brought before the General Tribal Council would have the following legislative effect. So the petition's request for budgets of the nation to be brought before the General Tribal Council for presentation and adoption is already addressed and complies with the Budget and Finances Law, which requires that the budget be presented to the General Tribal Council with a request for adoption by September 30th of each year. The petition's request that the nation's budget be broken up into multiple separate budgets based on different categories within the nation's structure that are then presented to the General Tribal Council for consideration of adoption in a piecemeal fashion at separate meetings conflicts with the budget adoption process found in section 121.5-4 of the Budget and Finances Law, which requires one final draft budget on behalf of the nation as a whole be presented to General Tribal Council, as well as the overall sentiment provided in section 121.5-1 of the law that the nation develop, adopt, and manage one annual budget. And then in regard to the petition's request that the General Tribal Council consider directing that Robert's Rules of Order be suspended for a minimum of 1 hour for discussion with 5 minutes per person for discussion. There are no laws of the nation that address the General Tribal Council using Robert's Rules of Order directly. Any action by the General Tribal Council to approve the petition's request that the 3 minute time limitation on speakers provided for in Resolution GTC 12-19A be changed to 5 minutes would require a two-thirds majority vote by the General Tribal Council in accordance with the General Tribal Council 10-day notice policy. So today we're asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to accept the statement of effect for the petition L. Dallas budgets for the United Nation be brought before the General Tribal Council and forward to the United Business Committee.
So moved.
Second. Motion made by Kirby, seconded by Daniel. Any questions or comments? See none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to the next petition, L. Dallas Community Improvement Project, CIP and funding, Clarissa.
So this item starts on page 12 of your packet. So the purpose of this petition was to call a special meeting of the General Tribal Council to consider the following, to direct any and all community improvement projects, commonly referred to as CIP projects, of any kind be clearly and concisely presented independently and separate from the normal budget process for review, discussion, and approval, denial, modification by the GTC prior to any funds being released or distributed. After review of all applicable laws, it's determined that the adoption of this petition would have the following legislative effects. So first, the petition is directive that any and all community improvement projects be presented to and approved by the General Tribal Council conflicts with the Budget and Finances Law delegation of authority to the Oneida Business Committee to approve capital improvement plans for enterprises. So capital improvement plans for enterprises are not required to be presented and approved by the General Tribal Council and instead are only required by the law to be approved by the Oneida Business Committee. And then there's no impact in regard to capital improvement plans for government services, as on the other hand, the Budget and Finances Law already does require that a capital improvement plan for government services be developed by the Business Committee and approved by the General Tribal Council. And then second, the petition's request for General Tribal Council to consider directing that any and all community improvement projects be clearly and concisely presented independently and separate from the normal budget process would not have a legislative impact. Although the Budget and Finances Law requires that the budget be presented to the General Tribal Council with a request for adoption by resolution no later than September 30th of each year, and also requires that capital improvement plans for government services be developed by the Oneida Business Committee and approved by the General Tribal Council, the law does not provide any specifications or limitations on whether these items can or cannot be presented on the same agenda. So what we're asking the LSD to consider this morning is the adoption of a motion to accept the statement of fact for the L. Dallas community improvement projects and funding and forward to the Oneida Business Committee.
So moved.
Motion made by Kirby.
Second.
Seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to L. Dallas contract of the Chief Financial, or Chief Counsel, Joanne House. Clarissa?
This item starts on page 18 of your packet. So the purpose of this petition was to call a special meeting of the General Tribal Council to consider the following: to review, discuss, uphold, modify, or terminate the contract of the United Nation of Wisconsin's Tribal Chief Counsel, Joanne House, and to direct the action decided by the General Tribal Council be effective immediately. So after review of all policies of the nation, it was determined that this petition would have the following legislative effects. So first, the petition's request for the General Tribal Council to review, discuss, uphold, modify, or terminate the contract of Chief Counsel Joanne House conflicts with the attorney contract policy's delegation of authority to the United Business Committee to approve attorney contracts on behalf of the nation. And second, the petition's request for the General Tribal Council to review, discuss, uphold, modify, or terminate the contract of Chief Counsel Joanne House conflicts with the delegation of authority of the United Business Committee to serve as the supervisor of the Chief Counsel position as provided for in Resolution BC 2823C, setting supervision and management of direct reports to the United Business Committee and professional support staff and the United Personal Policies and Procedures. So Resolution 2823C identifies the Chief Counsel position as a direct report to the United Business Committee and delegates the authority and responsibility for the administrative supervision of the Chief Counsel position to the officers who are identified as the United Business Committee Chairperson, Vice Chairperson, Treasurer, Secretary, and LOC Chairperson. And then the General Tribal Council adopted the Oneida Personal Policies and Procedures to provide the nation's employee-related policies and procedures, including policies regarding recruitment, selection, compensation and benefits, employee relations, safety and health, program and enterprise rules and regulations, and record keeping. So the United Personnel Policies and Procedures addresses the roles and responsibility of the nation's Human Resources Department, supervisors, employees, the United Personnel Commission, and the United Nations Judiciary in regard to the management of employees of the nation, such as the hiring and selection process, evaluations, and the disciplinary process. In no instance in the United Personnel Policies and Procedures is the General Tribal Council involved in employee matters in any way. So we're asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to accept the statement of effect for the petition L. Dallas contract of Chief Counsel Joanne House and forward to the United Business Committee.
So move.
Motion made by Marie.
Second.
Seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to L. Dallas, Director. Certified parliamentarian be appointed by General Tribal Council prior to each General Tribal Council meeting. Clarissa.
This item starts on page 22 of your packet. So this petition called for the General Tribal Council to consider directing that a certified parliamentarian be appointed by GTC prior to each GTC meeting by a hand vote and be delegated the responsibility to provide honest, fair, factual, and consistent rulings regarding the rules of the meeting, Robert's Rules of Order, in each of the GTC meetings. It also asked to direct that the appointed certified parliamentarian be an enrolled Oneida Tribal member and act independently of the Oneida Business Committee and shall render parliamentarian advice to the General Tribal Council in accordance with the established rules of the meeting. It asked to direct that the parliamentarian ruling consider legal opinions but not be bound to legal opinions unless specifically directed to by the General Tribal Council. It directed that the certified parliamentarian be paid $200 per GTC meeting, and it directed the business committee to create a process for signing up to be considered for appointment by the GTC at each GTC meeting. So after review of all the applicable laws and policies of the nation, it's been determined that the adoption of this petition would have the following legislative effect. So there are no laws of the nation that directly address the use of a parliamentarian during a GTC meeting. Although there are no laws that directly address the use of a parliamentarian by the GTC, there are laws of the nation that address who is responsible for the interpretation of procedures of the nation, as well as who is responsible to advise the General Tribal Council during meetings. So the attorney contract policy designates the Oneida Law Office as the legal office of the nation and provides that legal opinions regarding the interpretation of laws, policies, regulations, code, procedures, and the like promulgated, adopted, approved, or otherwise used by the nation are not binding unless approved by the Oneida Law Office. If it is determined that parliamentarian rulings during GTC meetings are binding interpretations of procedures of the nation, then the request of this petition may conflict with the authority delegated to the United Law Office by the attorney contract policy. And then the Legal Resource Center law provides that it is the duty and responsibility of the Legal Resource Center attorney to advise the General Tribal Council during General Tribal Council meetings. The Legal Resource Center law lacks clarity as to what the delegation of responsibility to the Legal Resource Center attorney to advise the General Tribal Council during its meetings actually means, and it is unknown if the Legal Resource Center attorney has ever taken action to advise the General Tribal Council meetings since the adoption of the Legal Resource Center law in 2017. But if it is interpreted that the Legal Resource Center attorney has been delegated the responsibility to advise the General Tribal Council on parliamentary procedures, then the request of the petition may conflict with the authority delegated to the Legal Resource Center attorney by the Legal Resource Center law. So we're asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to accept the statement of effect for the petition L. Dallas, direct a certified parliamentarian be appointed by General Tribal Council prior to each General Tribal Council meeting, and forward to the United Business Committee.
So move.
Support.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Kirby. Is there comments? I just have one clarifying question. So it also stated that it would get paid $200 to be the parliamentarian, but they also get a $200 stipend for being at the meeting. So is that a 200 and 200, or is it just one 200 all the way across the board, as just as every other member attends the meeting?
I think this would be requesting that an additional $200 be provided to whoever's serving as parliamentarian.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that clarification. Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, abstention, motion carried. Moving on to L. Dallas, disclosure of an Oneida Nation travel expenditure from January 1st, 2020 to the present. Clarissa.
This item starts on page 28 of your packet. So the purpose of this petition was to direct a full and detailed itemized report regarding any and all travel and the costs incurred by the Oneida Nation of Wisconsin, to include but not limited to names, titles, purposes for travel, costs for airfare, hotel, vehicles, food, per diem, etc., associated with and relevant to the travel from January 1st, 2020 through the time of this meeting. It also asked to consider action to direct full reimbursement of all costs back to the United Nation of Wisconsin within 30 business days and or in a way determined by the General Tribal Council. So after review of all laws and policies of the nation, it was determined that this petition would have the following legislative effects. So first, the petition's request for the General Tribal Council to direct a report to be presented to the GTC regarding all travel costs incurred by the nation from January 1st, 2020 through present day may impact the travel and expense policy. Although the travel and expense policy addresses reporting requirements for travel by requiring a traveler to submit a report to their immediate supervisor and even requiring travel reports to be made to the United Business Committee in certain circumstances, there are no circumstances within the travel and expense policy where travel reports are required to be presented to the General Tribal Council. Second, the petitions request that the General Tribal Council consider directing reimbursement back to the nation of all travel costs incurred from January 1st, 2020 through the present would conflict with the travel and expense policy. The travel and expense policy is clear as to what expenses and fees will be covered by the nation and what is the responsibility of the traveler. Reimbursement back to the nation is typically only required by the travel and expense policy when a traveler fails to comply with the process and procedures contained in the travel and expense policy in some manner. The travel and expense policy does not provide for reimbursements to be made back to the nation for lawful travel that followed the process and procedures contained in the law. The petition does not allege that any travel between January 1st, 2020 and present day was unlawful or in violation of the process and procedures contained in the travel and expense policy. Therefore, the petition's request to direct reimbursement back to the nation of all those travel expenses may conflict with the overall intent and purpose of the travel and expense policy. Through the travel and expense policy, the nation sets forth its policy to reimburse employees for ordinary, necessary, and reasonable travel expenses that are directly connected with or pertaining to the transaction of business of the nation. There's no instance within the travel and expense policy that lawful travel that was made in accordance with the law is required to be reimbursed back to the nation. And then third, overall, although the Oneida Personal Policies and Procedures references travel in limited circumstances, it does not directly address the petition's request for the General Tribal Council to consider directing the development of the itemized report and also consider the directing the reimbursement. So section 4D1B of the Oneida Personal Policies and Procedures does demonstrate that there's not an expectation that a traveler reimburse the per diem they received for travel as long as the receipts for the expenses are documented as provided for in accordance with the travel and expense policy. And then finally, section 121.5-1 of the budget and finance law requires that all expenditures of the nation be made in accordance with the annual budget. Therefore, any travel expenses made between January 1st, 2020 and the present would have had to been made in accordance with the nation's adopted budget for the fiscal year in which the travel expenses were incurred. So today we're asking the LSC to consider the adoption of a motion to accept the statement of fact for the petition on Dallas disclosure of Oneida Nation travel expenditures from January 1st, 2020 through the present or to the Oneida Business Committee.
So move.
Support.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? See none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to L. Dallas disclosure of the Oneida Nation travel expenditures to England for the October 9th, 2022 Green Bay Packers game. Clarissa.
This item started on page 38 of your packet. So much like the last petition, this petition called for the directive that a full disclosure and detailed itemized report be provided to the General Travel Council regarding the travel to England for the Green Bay Packer game held on Sunday, October 9th, 2022. And then it also asked for a directive that full reimbursement of all costs be made back to the nation within 30 business days or in a way determined by the General Travel Council. So much like the last petition, the adoption of this one would have the following legislative effects. So again, the petition's request for GTC to direct a report to be presented to GTC regarding all travel for the nation may impact the travel and expense policy. Although the travel and expense policy requires reporting, there's no instance in which reporting is required to be made to the General Tribal Council. The directive that a full reimbursement may conflict with the travel and expense policy. There's no instance within the travel and expense policy that lawful travel that was made in accordance with the law is required to be reimbursed back to the nation, and this petition does not allege that the travel to England was done in violation of the law or unlawful in any way. And then third, the Oneida Personal Policies and Procedures references to travel just kind of support the idea that there's no expectation that a traveler reimburse a per diem that they receive for travel as long as the receipts for the expenses are documented in accordance with the travel and expense policy. And the budget and finances law requires that all expenditures of the nation be made in accordance with the budget. So therefore, the travel for the October 9th Packer football game in England would have been required to be made in accordance with the nation's adoption budget for fiscal year 2022. So today we're asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to accept the statement of effect for the petition L. Dallas disclosure of Oneida Nation travel expenditures to England for the October 9th, 2022 Green Bay Packer game and forward to the Oneida Business Committee.
So move.
Second.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? I see none. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Then moving on to L. Dallas petition donations, internal and external. Clarissa?
This item starts on page 48 of your packet. So the purpose of this petition was to call a special meeting of the GTC to consider the following, and that would be to direct any and all donations, both internal and external of any kind, be clearly and concisely presented independently and separate from the normal budget process for review, discussion, approval, denial, modification by the GTC prior to any funds being released or distributed. So after a review of all applicable laws and policies of the nation, it was determined that this petition would have the following legislative effects. So first, in regard to donations made by the nation, the petition's request for all donations, both internal and external, to be presented independently from the normal budget process for review, discussion, approval, denial, modification by the General Tribal Council prior to any funds being released or distributed would conflict with the budget and finances law delegation of authority to the United Business Committee and managers of the nation to expend funds. In order for the nation to expend funds for a donation, the funds for the nation would have had to have been budgeted for in the nation's duly adopted budget. So although the General Tribal Council is responsible for adopting the budget as a whole on behalf of the nation, it is the United Business Committee and other managers who are responsible for actually making expenditures in accordance with the budget and the procurement rule handbook. Two, in regard to donations made by the nation in the form of capital contributions, the petitions request that all donations be presented to the GTC for review and consideration by the GTC would conflict with section 121.6-7 of the Budget and Finances Law, which requires that any capital contributions of the nation be identified in the annual budget. Additionally, although the Budget and Finances Law requires that any reassignment of a loan provided by the nation into a capital contribution be noticed to the General Tribal Council, the General Tribal Council is not delegated the authority to approve, deny, modify the transfer of a loan into capital contribution prior to the distribution of funds being made. Third, in regard to donations received by the nation, the Budget and Finances Law addresses the receipt of supplemental funding and provides that in the event the nation receives any supplemental funding or emergency funding of $250,000 or more, the Business Committee shall develop and adopt through resolution a spending plan to guide the expenditures of the supplementing funding in accordance with the provided guidance for the supplemental funding and audit compliance. So the Budget and Finances Law does not require supplemental funding received by the nation to be presented to the General Tribal Council for review, discussion, approval, denial, or modification prior to any funds being released or distributed. And then finally, in regard to donations being made to the nation for the establishment or support of an endowment fund account, the petitions request that all donations to the nation of any kind be presented for review, discussion, approval, denial, or modification by the General Tribal Council prior to any funds being released or distributed would conflict with the process and procedures contained in the endowments law. So today we're asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to accept the statement of effect for the petition L. Dallas donations, internal and external, and forward to the United Business Committee.
So move.
Support.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to petition L. Dallas, repeal GTC resolution 01-21-19-A, amending the 120-day petition timeline adopted by the General Tribal Council. Clarissa.
This item starts on page 55 of your packet. So the purpose of this petition was to call a special meeting of the General Tribal Council to consider the following, and that would be first to repeal GTC resolution 12119A, amending the 120-day petition timeline adopted by the General Tribal Council. It also would direct that the United General Tribal Council action taken on July 17, 2017, which directed that petition shall be presented to the General Tribal Council within 120 days of receipt by the United Business Committee Support Office be effective immediately. So after a review of all applicable laws and policies, it was determined that the petition's request for the General Tribal Council to repeal resolution GTC 12119A and direct that the July 17, 2017 General Tribal Council motion, which directed that petitions be presented to the General Tribal Council within 120 days of submission, be reinstated effective immediately. That would require a two-thirds majority vote in accordance with section 110.3-1A3 of the 10-day notice policy. So today we're asking the LOC to consider adoption of a motion to accept the statement of effect for the petition L. Dallas, repeal GTC resolution 12119A, amending the 120-day petition timeline adopted by General Tribal Council and forward to the United Business Committee.
So move.
Support.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to petition L. Dallas, repeal the budget and finance law. Clarissa.
This item starts on page 60 of your packet. So this petition called for a special meeting of the General Tribal Council to consider the following, and that would be to repeal the budget and finances law and direct that this action be effective immediately, as well as direct that the United General Tribal Council resume authority and control over the budgets and finances of the United Nation of Wisconsin effective immediately. So after a review of all the relevant policies and procedures of the nation, it was determined that this petition would have the following legislative effect. So first, the petition's request for the General Tribal Council to consider repealing the budget and finances law effective immediately would violate the Legislative Procedures Act. So through the adoption of the Legislative Procedures Act, the General Tribal Council delegated the Legislative Operating Committee the responsibility for the development of legislation of the nation. The Legislative Procedures Act then provides the LOC with a process to follow when developing legislation to be considered for adoption, amendment, or repeal. That ensures that the public has an opportunity to be involved in the legislative process and provide input, as well as ensures that proper analysis is completed of the proposed legislation, so the impact of that legislation is fully understood when it is considered by either the United Business Committee or the General Tribal Council. The Legislative Procedures Act is also very clear that a law is adopted, amended, or repealed through the adoption of a resolution. The petition's request to repeal the budget and finances law did not comply with the processes and procedures contained in the Legislative Procedures Act. The proposal for the repeal of the budget and finances law was not presented to the LOC for consideration. It did not have a legislative analysis or fiscal impact statement completed to analyze the impacts of repealing this law. A public meeting and public comment period was not held to allow the community the opportunity to provide input on the repeal of the budget and finances law. And the potential repeal of the budget and finances law was not presented to the United Business Committee or the General Tribal Council via resolution for consideration. And then two, the petition's request that the United General Tribal Council resume authority and control over the budget and finances of the nation effective immediately is already addressed and complies with the budget and finances law, which requires that the budget be presented to the General Tribal Council with a request for adoption by September 30th of each year. The budget and finances law provides that it is the General Tribal Council who has the responsibility and authority to adopt the nation's budget. The business committee is only ever given the authority to adopt the nation's budget in limited circumstances where the General Tribal Council's ability to adopt the budget itself has been impacted, such as when the General Tribal Council is not able to adopt a budget within 3 months of the adoption of a continuing budget resolution, or when the nation proclaims an emergency in accordance with the emergency management law that stays in effect for at least 1 month and prevents the presentation to an adoption of the budget by the General Tribal Council. So today we're asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to accept the statement of effect for the petition L. Dallas, Budget and Finances Law, and forward to the United Business Committee.
So moved.
Motion made by Daniel, seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to new submissions. Petition L. Dallas, emergency amendments to the election law for 2023 general election. Clarissa.
This item starts on page 74. So on page 74, you'll see the agenda request form followed by an excerpt of the draft April 26, 2023 BC minutes. So on April 26, 2023, the business committee adopted a motion to acknowledge receipt of the petition L. Dallas, emergency amendments to the election law for 2023 general election, and they directed that a statement of effect with status updates be submitted by May 24th, 2023. Backup documentation regarding this petition can be found on the members only portion of the nation's website. So today we're looking for a motion from the LOC to add the petition L. Dallas emergency amendments to the election law for a 2023 general election with all LOC members as the sponsor.
So
second.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? See none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, abstention, motion carries.
Do we have a sponsor on that?
All of us. All five of us. Okay, moving on to additions. Legislative Operating Committee Fiscal Year 2023 Semiannual Report. Clarissa.
So this item starts on page 76 of your packet. So what we have today is the LOC's Fiscal Year 23 Semiannual Report. So if you look at this report, it identifies that the purpose of the LOC is to enhance the capability of the United Nation to fulfill its sovereign authority to review and act its laws in a planned and orderly manner. And then the LOC is supported by the Legislative Reference Office. So this report identifies all members of the LOC and includes their email address, contact information. The report demonstrates that the LOC has a $0 budget. The LOC doesn't have a budget. It is the Legislative Reference Office that does have a budget. In regard to employees, the report identifies that the Legislative Reference Office is the support staff of the Legislative Operating Committee. Then for stipends, this report demonstrates that the LOC does not receive stipends for LOC meetings. It also demonstrates how many meetings we had each month, regular, special, emergency, or anything else. Then it demonstrates updates on the strategic goals for fiscal year 2023. So our first goal was to efficiently and effectively hold LOC meetings. And the update provided on this goal is that within the first 6 months of FY23, the LOC held 11 LOC meetings. In addition to attending the LOC meetings in person, the LOC allows employees and community members the opportunity to participate in LOC meetings through Microsoft Teams. And then recordings of our meetings are made available on the nation's website after the meeting concludes. So goal number two was research, analyze, and draft proposed laws and amendments to existing laws. So the update on that goal is that during the first 6 months of FY23, the LOC successfully completed legislative action on nine items. So the legislative actions included the adoption of new laws, amendment of current laws, emergency amendments to laws, bylaw amendments, and completion of statement of effects for the general tribal council petitions. So the LOC currently has 77 items on its active files list. And then for goal three, which was increased participation in the legislative process by the community, as well as departments in other areas within the nation. And an update on that is that during the first 6 months of fiscal year three, the LOC held 61 work meetings, many of which were held in collaboration with various areas within the nation's organization that have an interest or affected by legislation. The LOC also held 4 public meetings and public comment periods to provide members of the community the opportunity to provide input on proposed legislation. So this report identifies that the LOC holds its meetings on the first and third Wednesdays of the month here in the Norbert Hill Center's Business Committee Conference Room, as well as on Microsoft Teams. And then it ends the report with contact information as well as a picture of all the LOC members. So we're asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to approve the Legislative Operating Committee fiscal year 2023 semi-annual report and forward to the secretary.
I have a couple of clarifications. Corrections, possibly. So on page number 76, right where it says all of our email addresses, my email needs to be corrected. It's djordan1@onidanation.org. And then at the bottom, I've noticed that where the photo is taken is to correct the name on there at the bottom for, it's Marie Cornelius now. And I don't know if you guys noticed any other corrections.
What page is the email, David?
The email's on page 76.
Because I want to check mine. Okay, thank you.
Yep. So if nothing else, you can have make it approve the Legislative Operating Committee fiscal year 2023 semi-annual report with the two corrections and forward to the United Business Committee. Secretary.
So move.
Support.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving on to Legislative Reference Office fiscal year 2023 semi-annual report, Clarissa.
This item starts on page 79 of your packet. So this semi-annual report for fiscal year 2023 identifies that it's the purpose of the Legislative Reference Office to provide for support to the Legislative Operating Committee in developing clear and consistent legislation that reflects the nation's values, builds upon the nation's strong foundation, and reaffirms our inherent sovereignty. So in regards to the budget, it demonstrates that 100% of the Legislative Reference Office budget is tribal contribution. It shows the total budget for fiscal year 2023 was $750,325. The budget as of March 31st, 2023 is $300,078.653. And then the expenditures as of March 31st, 2023 were $241,696. So this leaves the Legislative Reference Office with a positive variance of $136,957. And this is due to savings in wages, travel and supplies, and licensing fees that are paid in the second half of the fiscal year. The Legislative Reference Office has three employees. There's one enrolled member of the United Nations and one descendant. And then the Legislative Reference Office serves and supports the LOC, who then serve any area within the nation's organization and the United community at large. And then the report ends with contact information for the Legislative Reference Office. So today we're asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to approve the Legislative Reference Office fiscal year 2023 semi-annual report and forward to the Oneida Business Committee Secretary.
So move.
Support. Motion made by Murray, seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? I see none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Administrative updates. The Legislative Operating Committee fiscal year 2023 second quarter report. Clarissa.
So this item starts on page 81, and what this second quarter report looks at is the actions of the Legislative Operating Committee between January 1st, 2023 and March 31st, 2023. So first, the report looks over the LOC's action on legislative requests. So during the fiscal year 2023 second quarter, the LOC added 9 legislative items to its active files list, and no requests were denied during the second quarter. The report also provides the legislative accomplishments. So it looks at anything that was adopted or amended during the fiscal year 2023. Second quarter, emergency amendments to the election law were made, amendments to the emergency management law were made, as well as, that's it. So if you look in the report, it provides, the extension of emergency adoption of the United Life Insurance Plan law. So the report provides details on what those actions kind of included. The report also looks at administrative accomplishments during the fiscal year 23 second quarter. So in regard to administrative accomplishments, the petition Al-Zaizi on cap employee wages statement of effect was completed and submitted to the business committee. The report then provides the fiscal year 23 second quarter legislative highlights. So this looks at actions that were taken during this quarter, what the LOC worked on. If you look there, there's a list of all the laws and legislative items that the LOC has worked on. And then under each item, you'll see how many work meetings the LOC held in regard to that legislative item, as well as any significant legislative action that occurred during the second quarter. Then the LOC report also provides information on LOC meetings. So it provides how many LOC meetings were held during the second quarter, and also provides some information on how we hold our meetings, which is in person and on Microsoft Teams. And it highlights that the recordings are posted to the website for anyone who is unable to attend the meeting in person or on Microsoft Teams. Our goals for the fiscal year 23 third quarter include the development of statements of effect for the 24 General Tribal Council petitions received and assigned to the Legislative Reference Office during this time, and then looking at adoption and amendments of the back pay law, adoption of amendments to the drug and alcohol free workplace law. It provides information on the Legislative Reference Office and contact information for the attorneys that work in this office. And then finally, the report finishes with contact information for the LOC as a whole, as well as the individual contact information for each LOC member. So today we're asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to approve the Legislative Operating Committee fiscal year 2023 second quarter report and forward to the Oneida Business Committee.
So move.
Second.
Motion made by Murray, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? None. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. That looks like it concludes our agenda for the May 3rd, 2023 LOC meeting minutes at 9:43. Looking for a motion.
So move.
Motion made by Marie. Seconded by Daniel. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Thank you, everyone.